I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
More and more accounts of the life of Rex Heuermann continue to surface. Accounts, allegations from those who claim to have met him along their journey and his journey in the 90s and the early 2000s. We have two new accounts from attorney Ray, who has been representing several of the victims of the Gilgo Beach murders, and some new accounts of not necessarily people he murdered or anyone that was necessarily connected with them, but in that world. And wow, it certainly, if true, these continue to, I think, really etch into stone the character arc that we have of Rex Heuermann. One of the new ones from a woman named Taylor. She was a bottle girl at a nightclub, was enticed by a man to go back, said she can make a bunch of money, got to the place, and in walks the man that she believes was Rex Heuermann. I believe this was back in 2010 that the interactions took place, and in that interaction, she was planning on selling this man cocaine. A threat was made. She tried to escape and pulled out a taser and did finally escape. But she does claim that it was Rex Heuermann that was there, that was ready to assault her, to do whatever he was going to do. But luckily, she did get away. And that's just one of the two new accounts that we have. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Speaking of character arcs, this is your area. Are you at all surprised? Does this seem to be pretty credible testimony?
Nope. We're just every single week with him, it feels like you get more and more data points for that behavior, life arc that he has, that character arc, no doubt. This is not helping defense one iota at all. It's depraved. It's pure depravity, regardless of guilt or innocence on the murders. Pure depraved behavior. You know, it's interesting too. It's unluckily for him, he's got a very distinctive look.
Yeah, and there's no questioning if you were in a room with Rex Heuermann 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, he's a striking individual physically.
Yes.
To behold, which makes him extremely memorable. Which does not bode well for him. I mean, if you're going to have abhorrent behavior in any way and you're trying to hide, that's not the look you want to have.
No.
So thankfully, you know, we're going to get justice at some level with this individual, no doubt. And wow, Attorney Ray, is he doing his job or what?
He's the one that seems to be bringing far more to light than even the investigation itself half the time. And the investigation's always a little bit, let's wait. And I get it. You got to look at the evidence, but Right. Wow, I call him Inspector Gadget. He reminds me of with his hats.
In the arena of public opinion, he's ruling the day. There is no doubt because he's not defense, because he's not prosecution. Mm-hmm. He's for the victims' families. He's going to town. Granted, the likelihood of all these things being known by prosecution, most likely, you know, I'd like to think so anyway. I think the the resources brought to bear on this case are tremendous. The amount of people involved, the investigation involved. But every time one of these things come out, as you and I have said, it bodes that question, when are they going to interview Asa?
That is the big question. Another account coming out from Mary Poe, who said that she was a sex worker in 94 and went to get in a car with this man. She believes it was Rex Heuermann, pulled a gun, and it discharged and actually got her in the back of the neck. There's medical evidence that they went back with records show that this did happen. This wasn't a story that was being necessarily made up for posterity or anything like that. And this is the area of time too, where there's allegations from other people, sworn affidavits stating that, I was in that house that Heuermann lived in with Asa, and she was there. There's accounts from people that she was participating. There's accounts from people that she was just hanging out upstairs. She denies every single iota of it. Why haven't we seen more in terms of looking at his estranged wife, who's now doing the documentary?
I have no idea. So some things always befuddle me.
Yeah.
These investigations, and this is one of them. I would like to think that they are, they have, or they will be interviewing her.
Mm-hmm.
But it bodes the question: why haven't they? Or why haven't we heard about it? Because what we're seeing in her is kind of like we're talking about with a lot of these cases. You're seeing some cognitive dissonance happening, mm-hmm. that because the behaviors of her ex-husband, or soon to be ex-husband, or estranged husband, whatever we want to call him, were so atrocious that she's got a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And shame makes us block things out and makes us want to distance ourselves from, because no one... here's one of the laws of human nature that Robert Greene talks about is in his books, and that is we don't want to do anything to harm our own sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And to acknowledge that we were actually aware of abhorrent behavior by others really assaults our sense of ego, our well-being, mm-hmm. and all these other things that are going on. And so as soon as she... Because I truly believe that, she's like the frog in the boiling water with the behavior over years and decades with him, and he's desensitizing her towards this behavior, and all of a sudden you're confronted with, bam, serial killer.
Yeah.
Or, accused. It throws your entire sense of self and what you viewed yourself as a mother, as a wife, and whatever she viewed herself as, in complete upheaval.
Yeah.
And so the mind is going to do a lot of things to survive that.
Yeah, I mean, can a brain even process something that of that gravity? I mean, when we're met with shocking information, whether it be, the sudden death of a loved one, a spouse that cheated or something, it's like almost blackout mode. And it's everyone who's been in some sort of situation, who's lived life a little bit, has had something in life where they've had that moment. But to get that gravity, it's not just a one little, or not little, but one interpersonal thing that's going on here that's affecting a small. It's like, oh my God, like they're accusing you of being that guy, and it looks like you are that guy. I can't imagine how one does process that and just kind of keep trucking along with any semblance of sanity.
Shame. I mean, so yeah. Imagine yourself. Again, you and me going through this, hard to imagine reversing it with our spouses and our significant others is, it's like, all right, I got used to you doing this and I got used to doing this, and you made all the excuses for why you have this behavior. And yes, I'm sticking with you. We have kids together. You're paying the bills. Okay. And then all of a sudden one day you're confronted with, oh, it wasn't just that. It's a murderer. He's mm-hmm. being accused of being a serial. I mean, that is literally going in your brain from 0 to 100 or 0 to 1,000. And it takes a while for any normal human being to start really processing it. I remember, so being an FBI, I was in a Manhattan field office for many years in lower Manhattan, and I was there during 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that first plane hit the North Tower, I saw it live. I was 5 blocks away on the street getting a cup of coffee. I wasn't processing. My brain wasn't absorbing. This is terrorism. My brain saw and was trying to equate what I was witnessed live to what I had experienced within our lives. That's how memory works. That when we're young children growing up, we use reference points for frames of reference so that we can put names and titles and words to things that become familiar in our environment. We start matching these things. That's how our memory starts forming, is because we can start matching things.
Yeah.
And so when I first saw that plane hit the North Tower, I was like, small plane, side of tower, weather, must be weather, fog, you know, your heart attack, all the things that were, I've been exposed to in my life as planes crash, my brain, my memory's trying to place over that because it had never been exposed to terrorism by plane before.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of in disbelief, what am I actually seeing? And then when the second plane, I watched that one live, hit the South Tower and the fireball comes through, that's when you start doing the adjustment. Oh, this must be this. Because I had to reframe everything. So much in this situation here, or in many situations where someone is close to someone, has to confront the reality that they were never exposed to before or never contemplated before. Your brain is literally going from 0 to 100. It takes a while for that brain to kind of engage and process. And then the hard part, I would imagine for Asa at this point, is I actually knew that this behavior was not normal, and I rationalized away this abhorrent behavior, regardless of serial killing, but all this really unhealthy behavior. It's very shameful. I mean, can you imagine being the life partner of someone that was abusing women in such an abhorrent way and being accused of that? Yeah. I mean, that assaults who you are at the core as a woman, as a mother. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. An interesting other piece of this that I saw this week, Rex Heerman is receiving counseling in jail. Apparently he's rather depressed and lonely. That's what we've been hearing. He's in solitary confinement, misses his wife. Lawyer revealing that Heerman is receiving counseling for depression in jail. I know neither of us are counselors or psychiatrists or anything of that nature, but does counseling work for someone like Rex Heerman? I mean, I guess if you're speaking strictly to their own, you know, ego and talking on their terms, maybe. But counseling for the guy who's alleged to have done all these things, let's assume he did do all these things, and now he's sad, he's in jail, let's get him some counseling. Number one, I kind of find it insulting for all the people on the outside who would love to have access to mental health professionals. And this guy's accused of doing all these things, and he gets it, you know, and we're paying for it as the taxpayers.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yes.
My impulse as a human being is good. I'm glad he's sad and lonely.
Yeah, me too. Like, that comes with the territory. It's called shame.
My optic on things is always a little bit different. Also, always overlaps with the things I consume. You know, I'm a reader of books. And right now, I'm in the middle of, towards the end of now, Nelson Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom.
Okay.
And why is that relevant? Well, Nelson Mandela was in jail, imprisoned a long time in the abhorrent conditions in South African prison system. And he said something very profound there, which does actually equate to this. And that is, he goes, you can judge the nature of a country by how they treat their lowest criminals and their jail system. And so when I saw that he's getting counseling for these issues, I was like, that's a good jail system.
True.
You know, it gives you faith in our system. Granted, there's people that could definitely use counseling on the outside that aren't getting it. And why is this, you know, accused serial killer getting it? But if you just take it in that little microcosm, it's like, wow, we're actually providing counseling and assistance to a suspected serial killer for depression. And my only other thought is, good, well, keep him healthy enough to get him to trial so he can stand trial for all these heinous things.
That's true. Now, I am curious how you read a book by Nelson Mandela, because he died in prison back in the 1980s. I believe it was right around the time Shazam came out with...
what's that effect called again? This is the whole proof of the Matrix.
Exactly. The Mandela effect.
Mandela effect. Yep. Yes.
Exactly.
It's his autobiography. So yes, he did not die in prison as people would think. There's a lot of that. Isn't that crazy?
That's a whole other topic. But yes. 110.
It's more towards Tony and his ghost stories. But no, I totally agree. But yeah, what a great statement to society and our society and our legal system, at least in New York, you know, where he's being tried, that, hey, they recognize that this guy's got an issue, so we're going to get him some counseling. It's a real puzzle palace, though, isn't it?
Without a doubt.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.